Foxconn has pledged to give $100 million to the University of Wisconsin-Madison towards innovation research on its Madison campus and to build a research institute in Racine County. The announcement is being viewed in two different ways, as WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach explains.
Foxconn is continuing to build its electronics factory complex in the village of Mount Pleasant, but the company says it wants a strong university partner to help develop a statewide environment where research and development in medical science, computers, and materials science, which looks at the properties of various matter. Under agreement signed yesterday, the UW-Madison will be that collaborator. Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank told a news conference she's very excited.
We're committed to pursuing our shared agenda to spark innovation and deepen research in critical areas, both here and in Racine, to expand opportunities for students to learn critical skills at UW-Madison, and to keep those students here in Wisconsin with work opportunities at Foxconn and other exciting high-tech environments.
Blank says the bulk of the $100 million Foxconn is pledging for the partnership will go to a new interdisciplinary building for the UW-Madison College of Engineering. The campus will also try to raise an additional $100 million for related research. Foxconn says some of the funds will go to a Foxconn Institute for Research in Science and Technology that the firm says will provide funding on practical topics at its Mount Pleasant factory. A Milwaukee business reporter who's been covering Foxconn says with so much money involved, yesterday's announcement is significant. Arthur Thomas of Biz Times Milwaukee says you can look at it a couple of ways.
Foxconn has kind of talked really since they chose Wisconsin about wanting to have these kinds of partnerships all around the state. And so, you know, one view is that this is really just a culmination of that. You know, there's a more cynical view that they're doing this because the project isn't maybe as popular as they would have thought, and giving to the university maybe is a good way to curry some favor in the state.
Thomas says polls show the state of Wisconsin's $3 billion incentive package for Foxconn remains very unpopular in the Madison area and some other communities. But he says he isn't sure the $100 million investment in the UW will change many minds. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.